So that's a good news note to start off with, because we always finish our show on a Friday by chatting to Brent Lindekoe, who is the Good Things guy. Hey, Brent. Happy Friday.
Hey, Mandy, and to all the listeners, happy Friday.
So the Olympics is happening. We're about to support Team South Africa going out to wave the flag and taking part in this major sporting event, which is always awesome.
The Olympics always excites me. I was a little bit nervous about what it would entail this year. And obviously, fearful for the athletes going out there to a different country, putting themselves in a position where they may have, not the opportunity, but may have put themselves in the way of getting COVID. But it all seems to be good. It seems to be playing out okay for now. And I'm excited to watch Team South Africa. A lot of their stories have been trending on mainstream media. Sport is a funny way of bringing us together. And I'm hoping that it does
always
the same at the start of the Olympics.
Yeah, it always does, and it's fantastic. You need an Olympics at a time like this to bring us together, and let's hope we win some medals. And then if people need a reason to smile, the videos of children in Kimberley reacting to their first ever snow, not just in Kimberley, in other places as well, is really everything that you need today.
You know, man, it's funny. There's a saying that kind of goes, the way you look at life, or the way you see life depends mainly on how you look at it. And it's a bit bizarre because our social media feeds are currently filled, mine is at least, of people that are moaning about the cold and how cold it is. And we know the Joburg cold gets into your bones. It's something that when you get cold, you really can't get it to leave your body. But here we have a bunch of children in Kimberley that are seeing the snow for the first time, and the amount of excitement of them playing in the snow, running around. And it's a short little video that's been trending on Twitter. It's by someone called Ashmond_Martin. But it really does make you feel good. And it makes you realize perhaps the way we look at life is it's all about perspective.
I've seen people posting pictures of ponds that are frozen this morning in Joburg and pools. It is so cold, icy cold. And then lastly, Brent, the Miss South Africa, Shudufatso Musida, she's graduated from Wits. She also wrote a book this week. People found a way to make this negative somehow, but we are celebrating the fact that Miss South Africa has graduated.
Well, look at it. She did this all during the last 500 days of COVID in South Africa and this pandemic that we've been facing. She went and she put all of her focus into getting her graduation. And what's really cool is she's a huge advocate for mental health awareness, which I think is a huge part of my journey through this lockdown and through the pandemic that we faced in South Africa and the globe. And she's used her platform and the followers that she has to not only raise awareness about mental health, but to really do something about it for SADAG, which is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. She does her hashtag Mindful Mondays on Instagram every Monday. I've been there, I've watched it. It's quite entertaining and it's engaging what she does for SADAG. And here she is celebrating getting this this degree or this BA honors from Wits during a time when some of us I couldn't imagine studying right now.
Couldn't get out of bed. Well, Brent, thank you so much. Always great to chat to you. And happy Friday and have a lovely weekend.
Happy Friday, and I'm wishing all of the listeners only good things.
Brent Lindekoe, the Good Things guy, always ending off our Fridays with some good news.